So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf taught regarding a Safik ben Tish Larishan, ben Shiva la'achrin. Upatra ma'kasav ha'kalalase shal zeh v'shal zeh. He's not liable for hitting or cursing one of the fathers, because he may not be his father. The Gemara elaborates, Tanu Rabbanan, hikaz zeh v'chazav hikaz zeh, kilal zeh v'chazav kilal zeh, kilal shneim b'vas achaz, hikaz shneim b'vas achaz, chayef. If the Safik hit or cursed both fathers consecutively, or simultaneously, he is liable. He certainly transgressed because one of them is his father. He is only liable if he did it simultaneously because it is Hasra's Vadai. It is a valid warning because he will certainly be over if he proceeds. However, he is not liable if he did it consecutively because it's Hasra's Safik, a questionable warning because each time it is not certain that he will be over if he proceeds. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hasra Safik lo Yishma Hasra. And the Tanakhama holds, Hasra Safik Shma Hasra. The Gemara then cites a Braisa which quotes another version of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pater Bavas Achas. He is not liable even if he did it simultaneously. My time demanded Pater, Amar Abchanina, Nema Bracha Lamata, Venema Bracha Lamala. We derive Umakal of Vima Maisumas from Ish Ish Ki Kala Lekav Nasachetai. Just as regarding Berchas Hashem, the one and only, it is directed at a definite one, so too regarding Kilas Av, it must be directed at a definite father. Same applies to Maki Aviv. Therefore, although he certainly hit or cursed his father, he is not liable. Mishnah also taught where both fathers are Kahanim. And the Gemara adds, both mishmaris can compel him to do the avoda, mishum become mishbacha. Because if he refrains from the avoda, people might think that he is a chalal upas l'avoda, unfit to do the avoda, which would reflect badly on the entire mishmar. Hadna loch noisin al hanusa. We have Baruch Hashem completed the 11th parak of Masechta Yevamos, and we'll begin the 12th parak mitzchalitza be'ezras Hashem. Zok the Mishnah, mitzvah chalitza b'shlesha dayanan. The mitzvah of chalitza must be performed in the presence of a beis din consisting of three men who are judges. V'afilu shloshen hadyoytes, even if the three men were merely laymen. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah nevertheless used the word dayanin to teach the be'inin b'shleisha sheyoydim lahakres. Ke'en dayanin. The laymen must be similar to judges minimally in that they are fluent in Lashon HaKodesh to assist the Yavim in reciting the words as written in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. A Braisa cites Rabbi Yehuda who disagrees and says that chalitza must be performed in the presence of five men. The Gemara explains, time of the Tanakhama, the source of the Tanakhama for three men, is in the Pasuk, the pluralized word zakenim refers to two men, ve'im bezdin shakel, me'sifin alei noid echad, and since a bezdin cannot be composed of an even number, another man is added, harikan shleisha. Yehuda says that the zikenim refers to four men. Ziknei shnayim, zikenim shnayim. Since the word ziknei is sufficient to indicate two men, the extended word zikenim indicates another two men. Ve'im bezdin shakel, meisivin alein oir echad. And since a bezdin cannot be composed of an even number, another man is added, harik kachamisha. The Gemara says that the Tanakhama and Yehuda disagree in the sources of several halachas. Afila hadyoytis. Chalitza can be performed even before a bezdin of laymen. According to the Tanakhama, it is derived from ziknei zikenim. According to Behuda, it is derived from the pasuk v'amr mayin yivami lahakim la'achav shem b'Yisrael. The word b'Yisrael teaches Yisrael called who any Yisrael afil hadyaitis. Shiyanu kulam chalot hanol. All present during chalitza repeat the words chalot hanol. According to the Tanakhama, it is derived from the word B'Yisrael in the Pasuk, V'nikr Shmoy B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanol. Yisrael shall call out the words Chalutz Hanol. According to Yehuda, it is derived from the word V'nikra. They both agree to the source of the Halacha, the Tzrichi Dayani Lemechse, Reika de Konofik mi Puma de Yivama. Bezdin must see the saliva that emits from the mouth of the Yivama, because the Pasuk states, the Yavama encounters the Yavam before the eyes of Bezdin, she removes his shoe and spits before him. The words le'en hazaken and v'yarka teach that the roik must be seen by bezdin. Regarding the number of dayanim, the Gemara questions both opinions from the pasuk. The karol zikne ira v'dabrelav. The bezdin summons the yavim and they speak to him. The karu shnayim v'dibru shnayim. Each word indicates two men. If so, the Yehuda harikan tisha. According to Yehuda, a total of 9 men ought to be required. The Rabbanan harikan shiva. According to the Tanakhama, a total of 7 men ought to be required. The Gemara answers that these words are the sources for other halachas. The words of Karoloi teach of Eloi Shlucham. The Yavim is summoned by Bezdin only, not by their messenger. The words of Dibroi love teach Shemasin lo Itzah Hargenis, that Bezdin offers the Yavim sound advice. Shem Hayuhu Yelad Vihizikena, Hu Zakan Vihiyalada. If one is young and the other is old, Bezdin advises him to perform Chalitza because Klach Itzel Shekamaischa, Val Tachnes Kitata Latech Besacha. You're better off marrying a woman your age to prevent strife. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman. Halacha chalitza b'shloisha, hayil v'soslamam tana kavosei. The final ruling is that 3 men are sufficient for chalitza because it is mentioned in the Mishnah anonymously and halacha kistam Mishnah. The Gemara asks, ihachi miyun namitnan, regarding miyun, the Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin states anonymously, hamiyun v'chalitza b'shloisha, 3 men are sufficient for both chalitza and miyun. However, in the Braisa it is stated, v'hatanya miyun, Bishame Imrim Bezdin Mumchen, Miyun must be performed before a Bezdin of expert judges, Ubisila Imrim, Bebezdin, Bishalaiba Bezdin, Miyun may be performed even before Hedyaitis. However, Elu Maidim Shitzarak Shleisha, both agree that Miyun requires 3 men. Rabbiyasi Behud of Rebelazar, Rabbiyasi Machshim Bishnaim, Miyun is sufficient before 2 men. The Amr of Nachman, Halacha Kaisuzog. And Rav Nachman says the final ruling is in accordance with this pair that 2 men are sufficient. Why isn't the halach in accordance with the Stam Mishnah that says, Miyun b'shleisha, 3 men are required? The Gemara answers that the halacha of chalitza b'shleisha is based on the Stam Mishnah of Masechta Sanhedrin, hayil v'sasan b'makom machlekes, where chalitza b'shleisha is mentioned anonymously, even where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees regarding other halachas, the Tnan. Smicha zekeina ve'egla rufa b'shleisha, divrei Rabbi Yosi, 3 men are sufficient for both appointing Sanhedrin and egla rufa. 5 men are required. The Mishnah then states, "Hachalitza v'ameun b'shleisha." 3 men are sufficient for both chalitza and miyun. The Gemara concludes, "V'loy kapalag Rabbi Yehuda." Since Rabbi Yehuda does not argue that chalitza b'chamisha shma mina hader be, we must conclude that he retracted and agrees that chalitza is b'shleisha. The Gemara says that although the halacha is that chalitza b'shleisha, Rav Papa Avad Uvde b'chamisha, Rav Papa would have chalitza performed in the presence of 5 men. Lefarsume Milsa, to publicize that this woman did chalitza and that she may now marry anyone aside for a kain. Amar Rava, ger danes chaver dvater. A convert is eligible to be a dayan to judge a fellow ger, because the pasuk states, mikerav achicha tasam lecha melech, from among your brothers you shall appoint a king over yourselves. This teaches, alecha hu debi'inon mikerav achecha, aval ger danes chaver ger. A dayan must be Yisrael only when judging Yisrael, but a dayan who is a ger is eligible to judge another ger. V'mhoisi ima mi Yisrael, dana fili Yisrael. A dayan whose father is a ger, but his mother is a bas Yisrael, is eligible to judge Yisrael because he is considered Yisrael. Olein chalitza ad shei oviv v'ima mi Yisrael. However, regarding chalitza, the dayan must be a Yisrael through both parents, because the pasuk states, "V'nikra shmoi b'Yisrael beis chalutz hanal." The word "b'Yisrael" implies that the dayan must be Yisrael through both parents.